Welcome in, folks, to the Can We Kick It podcast. I'm your co-host Mike, along with Chuck here. What is going on, Chuck?
What's up, Miggity Mike?
Not much, man. Just getting over the post-Halloween sugar rush, I guess you could say. Been catching up on some good scary movies, enjoying some. I didn't watch Hubie Halloween. We didn't do our annual, but I did watch me a bit of Devil in Disguise, and that was scary enough for me. I finished the series.
Nice. Yeah, we gotta go back and do Hubie.
Yep. I'm gonna find out how we can
Even,
do a live cast while we're watching it. Like, or at least just clips. Yeah. But yeah.
that would be fun.
Yep. So it's been good getting back into the routine of things. Halloween's over now. Thanksgiving is upon us, and pretty much Christmas, with my wife being into listening to Christmas music as soon as Halloween ends. So,
Already?
oh yeah, dude, yeah. If she could listen to Christmas music all year round, she would.
That sounds awful.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. Don't enjoy it. What's going on, man? What else is new?
Nothing much. Just living life and yeah.
Living La Vida
Watch saw
Loca.
back to the
Yeah.
yeah, living La Vida Loca like Ricky Martin. Yeah, just kind of all over the place. Personally, but I watched Back to the Future at the theaters last night in IMAX 4DX.
Nice.
So like the seats were all moving around and
Whoa.
yeah, it was crazy. I'm surprised no one's been like injured or
Yeah.
killed. But it's definitely an interesting experience, but good movie. I know I saw 2 and 3 in the theater. Can't remember if I saw one. But I
Huh?
imagine I would have, but I was like 8 years old.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
you probably weren't even born yet.
No, I can remember having to go to Kroger back when they had a Hollywood Video inside Kroger in Kingwood and begging my parents to rent Back to the Future 2 because back then it was my favorite, and now all three are my favorite. So, yeah, on VHS. That's as old as I get.
Yeah, Back to the Future 2 was always my favorite, and I think it still is, but I mean the original is just so good, and I've come to appreciate 3. It's in as part of the cycle, and they're all 3 are just good, fun movies.
It
So.
was a rare trilogy hat trick back in the day. Yeah. But.
And last night at the theater there was a huge line outside, and I was like, what's going on? And all these people were waiting to see Predator Badlands. They had like
Wow.
some pre-screening. I saw the trailer for that. I'm like, I
Yeah.
mean, there's already been one Predator.
Yeah, right. I mean, I guess it's a good scary movie. I don't know. I mean, it's Halloween, so I've been really into like a scary movie kick. Like Jackie's been watching the original Screams, and I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I've got a general list of like favorite Halloween movies I jump into for around this time. Not all are based during Halloween, but they're all scary or some in that vein. My top three just off the bat, that jumped to my mind is one is Halloween, and that's Any that's the originals, that's the new ones that they redid. I like them all. I like me a good Mike Myers slash flick. Love me some Ghostbusters. I mean, that's just good, clean family fun. Who doesn't like Dan Aykroyd and the gang getting together trying to catch some ghosts? And then The Shining. I mean, that's as scary as it gets. Stephen King right now is has that guy ever had a down season? He's always having movies made and TV shows made, and I mean, it's insane. Yeah.
He knows how to write horror.
Yeah. You got any go-to Halloween movies?
I mean, I think I would think like Friday the 13th
Ooh.
and Nightmare on Elm Street were like my big ones growing up.
Nice.
I said we've been rewatching Hubie Halloween over the past few years.
Yeah.
The Shining is also a classic. I was trying to think of like Halloween versus scary, because there's,
Right.
I mean, there's some newer scary movies or like classic, what I would say, like kind of old school 80s slasher flicks. There's like a kind of trilogy thing that's on HBO. This is kind of newer, but like it's like X, Pearl, and Maxine. And they're just kind of like old school slasher kind of flicks, that are kind of like, got their gratuitous like nudity, gratuitous violence,
Classic 70s, yeah.
and kind of, yeah, quite, yeah, kind of like all these kids go somewhere and then the, van breaks down and,
Yep. Oh, Cabin in the Woods style. Yeah. Oh, we're all going out to the, yeah. Yeah, and then boom, somebody dies, and then they all die. Yeah, it's classic.
But I mean, so I don't watch too many, but so I just think of the classic ones
Yeah.
growing up for me. And like Gremlins and Child's Play, like the first Child's
Oh,
Play,
yeah.
Chucky. So there's, it's hard to pick, but I think those are some good go-tos.
Yeah. No, those are good. I mean, yeah, I think we've talked on the pod before. We're not big horror movies, or we didn't even tell you, like, we don't watch paranormal, or at least I don't, or I've only seen like one or two Exorcist movies. It's just not my genre. Like, it's not my go-to, but Halloween got me in the spirit, and so yeah, it made me think about, what are the best scary movies I love watching around Halloween. And most of them, I think, wound up, you got Ghostbusters, and the other two were actually kind of serious to some degree.
Yeah, I guess too. I mean, think about the Poltergeist was a movie I
Oh yeah,
remember watching as a kid
that's a good one.
that was just freaked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And like Gremlins, it's not a Halloween. I think it's more like Christmas, but it's one of those kind of scary movies. But yeah, so a lot of, I mean, those are like quintessential 80s, like 70s and 80s stuff as well.
That was the best time
But
for
I've I'm,
that.
I'm
Yeah.
yeah, I haven't watched any of the new horror, like my brother and then watch like Terrifier
Yeah.
and all these like
Black
the new
Phone.
horror stuff.
Yeah.
But
Not our speed.
yeah, I mean, there's, it's good and you can appreciate it. And then one thing I did this year was I started watching, I watched all the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror episodes.
Nice.
I found like this magazine and, or like, I can't remember if I showed you, but,
Oh.
Simpson, the Time did a thing of the Simpsons, and then in here they have like they rank all the Halloween ones, and
Nice.
so I was reading that, but I watched all the Treehouse of Horror
Nice.
from the Simpsons like before Halloween.
Yeah, those are classics, yeah. We don't really talk a lot about scary stuff, and for some reason we're both kind of locked into watching It, Welcome to Derry. That's an incredibly wicked show. It freaks me out every time I watch it. We're only two episodes in. Like, the Halloween episode came out on Halloween, and that was enough to freak me out, man. I don't know about you, but a lot of people are dying way faster than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, two episodes in, and it's kind of, it's, there's some wild stuff happening and people dying. And I think, I think he does a good job too of capturing like the, his childhood in Maine and, racism part two, and of course the, oh, it's the black father that's killed all these white kids, and the
Right.
way the guy's treated on the army base, and then just the crazy scene with the little girl, Ronnie, in the bedroom, and the like goats of her mother, and she's like attached to a placenta, and it's
Yeah.
like,
Chomping at
yeah,
her like.
it looks like the plant from Little Shop of Horrors in
Yeah.
there, like trying to, coming out the lady's coochie,
Yeah.
trying to eat her daughter.
It
So
did look like that, now that you mention it. It did look like Little Shop of Horrors. That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
yeah, but
Yeah, that show's wild. I mean, the third episode's coming out Saturday this next weekend. But the second episode, they dropped early for Halloween. The first episode left off all the kids, I think, were at the theater, and like the demon baby came out of the theater. But all the kids except Lily, Looney Lily, and Ronnie, the theater's daughter, got killed. So they're the only two apparently that came out alive. And Ronnie's dad, like you said, is kind of going to take the fall for the disappearance of the kids. The cops are really itching on that. The military is like looking for a weapon that would ultimately elicit fear in enemies and drive them to kill themselves. I think we pretty much know that that's going to be Pennywise or something along those lines. How they're going to get to it, I don't know, or maybe they already have. But I do like how the military is using Dick Halloran, right, and his like paranormal perception to find this mysterious weapon, and that's the guy from The Shining. That's Scatman Carruthers from The Shining, who was able to shine. So he's a part of the show. And then you've got Hanlon, who's the other black guy that's come into the Air Force, and turns out like they were testing him with that whole like midnight attack, and he doesn't like have fear or something like that, and so maybe he'll be able to withstand Pennywise or whatever this weapon is, to help catch it or to corral it. There's a lot of connections to the Mist with the military and how Pennywise is like a multidimensional creature thing, and how they may have accidentally let Pennywise out of this multidimensional location, just like in the Mist. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. That movie was wild. But the
No, but
military, yeah.
it reminds me too of Stranger Things, because I'm in season four of my rewatch, right? I think I've got like one or two episodes left,
Yeah.
but it's this whole, interdimensional beings, someone open a gate, someone close a gate. Like, is it, did the military create it, or is it just they're trying to weaponize it? Or, I mean, there's a lot of similarities I've noticed just from some of the early parts of the show, or some like historical Stephen King writing as
Yeah,
well in Stranger Things.
for sure.
But yeah, I mean, it what do you think make of them finding or finally Dick Halloran like directing them to find like a car full of bodies? That looks pretty old, but
Yeah.
I mean, what are they searching? Are they searching for Pennywise? Are they searching for
I think they're going to stumble
what is the
upon it.
military doing?
Yeah, so I don't know how canonical the movies are going to be to some degree, but Pennywise has been around a long time, so maybe this was like some of the first victims they could find. Because yeah, them digging the car up is really out there with the bodies in it. It's an old car, but it's really strange how Dick Halloran, one, lived at the hotel in The Shining without there being a problem for the most part, when he's able to like detect these evil spirits. But yeah, he's going to be able to find Pennywise or whatever they're looking for. But I love the Native American like factor into it, because you've got the two guys like watching from the hill, and then like scenes for like later in the season, they have like a stone or something that has like writing on it that lights up and all that stuff. So yeah, it's going to be really weird how they go about this, but the dreams and the nightmares that these kids have are brutal. I mean, you talked about Ronnie dreaming about her pregnant mom blaming her for her death, in labor. And then Lily has a nightmare of like finding her dad, like all of his parts and jars of pickles at the store, and then like coming together in like an octopus, and then trying to like kiss her. Super weird, which she ultimately gets taken back to the loony bin. That poor girl just can't catch a break.
Again, I mean, just maybe because I just watched Stranger Things, but a lot of similarities and how, especially in season four of Stranger Things, Vecna is like, freezing the people and getting into their minds, and not literally freezing, but they go into like a little
France.
trance state. But it's like, yeah, it's a, whatever it is, they're seeing these visions, and it's being caused by Pennywise or whoever, or this, interdimensional
Whatever this entity is,
being,
yeah.
or a fear in general.
Yeah.
But I mean, we don't see, I mean, fear doesn't just, have a demon baby kill four kids in a movie theater, but
No. Yeah.
so.
It's like their worst nightmare, right? Like these things that they imagine are their worst nightmare. And I think you see at one point, like you see the eyes of like it or Pennywise, whatever, like the yellow glow. And like that's all foreshadowing. And it's like, why does he choose the form that he chooses? And he really likes to prey on kids. I don't like that's one thing that like we haven't talked about is kids are really frightened by things they don't understand. You don't see him going after like adults until the second movie, so far that we know. So it's really interesting. It's really easy for him to target kids, but it's really interesting between that and like the turtle, which is like his opposite, which is just riddled throughout the show. And in the books and in the movies, the Losers Club, that's what the kids that were tormented by Pennywise, their mascot was a turtle. So we're gonna see a ton of that coming up. I don't know where they're going with the show. It's freaky as hell, but I like it.
Yeah, I've been super impressed by it, and it's scaring the shit out of me.
Yeah, definitely a daytime watch. That's a Monday afternoon watch for me.
Yeah, that's, I think I watched it Monday or Tuesday around lunchtime. So, but yeah, anything else on,
No, we've got episode three coming. I'm sure it's going to be wild as hell too. So, buckle up for that. That's it. Welcome to Derry. There's like 10 episodes of that. That's pretty wild. Before we jump into the
Yeah,
chat,
so there's 10 episodes, yeah.
is there anything else you've been watching recently? I know we talked Halloween, Devil in Disguise. Anything else you've been watching recently? Stranger Things rewatch.
Yeah, just Stranger Things rewatch, really. I mean, I think I can't even remember the release date, but or for the next season five, but I'm up to season, I think, one or two left of season four. So I forgot how much I enjoyed the show and how much the show, while it stays the same, how much it changes in season four. They're in high school, and you have a different kind of monster, so to speak, in the Upside Down. But I think, trying to remember if I haven't really watched much else besides Stranger Things, because that's what I've had on, or just like Arrested Development or something on in the background.
I rewatched Death
So,
of Stalin last night, which has the dad from Arrested Dev. And he's one of the guys on the committee that when Stalin dies, they take over. It's by Armando Iannucci. Like that's our guy from Phoenix
yeah.
and all of that. Dude, it's on Hulu. It's hilarious. I recommend it to anybody that watches it. Steve Buscemi plays Nikita Khrushchev. Nobody talks with a Russian accent. It's just a huge parody. It's great. I've been
Are you watching
watching.
anything else?
Yeah, Down Cemetery Road. I think I've mentioned that before. I'm on episode, the latest episode just came out today. But yeah, so the third episode came out today. It's got like 100% on Roddy T's. Emma Thompson's crushing it. It's a really interesting concept. Mick Herron, as we always talk about with Slow Horses, this was his first book. And so it's all about this detective, Zoe Boehm, who Emma Thompson plays. It's pretty, it keeps me coming back week after week. So Apple's going back to the Mick Herron well, so good for them. Really enjoying that, and I can't wait to watch tonight's episode. Yeah. So
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll have to throw that in the hopper.
that's a good one. And then I'm excited for Death by Lightning. That comes out tomorrow. And it's Michael Shannon and Matthew McFadden, and it's about the assassination of James Garfield. So that's like four episode
Oh,
limited series.
wow.
I'm so pumped for it.
What is that on?
Netflix. That's on Netflix. Yeah.
Gotcha. Nice.
That's all I've been watching, really. Just that and the King of the Hill reboot, which is just a good
Oh,
Easter.
yeah.
It
I
ain't
still
crazy.
haven't watched that.
Hank now likes soccer. He comes back from Saudi Arabia and he likes soccer. And Dale thinks he's like a Saudi Arabia spy now. Like it's so funny. Yeah.
Wow. I'll have to
It's a
give
good
that a
haircut.
watch.
Yeah, it's a good just throw it on and just catch a bit. Yeah.
Nice.
That takes us into the chair company.
Yeah.
This show,
So,
what the fuck?
I mean, I took notes. Sometimes I watch and take notes, sometimes I don't. But we really go back into, we go back 6 years ago where Barb and Ron are at a party and Barb starts talking about wanting to quit and do her own thing. And Ron's like, let's do it. I've been having this idea, and it's kind of the birth of the Jeep Tours company. And so it was nice to kind of see that. And then as we go through the episode, see him try and fail, try and fail, have some investors going through like the woods in Ohio and giving the guy a concussion, which was hilarious. And he's then Barb's like, "Do you take him to the hospital?" "Oh, I just dropped him off the tow." He kept saying, "Like, oh,
Tired.
I'm just tired. I'm just tired." And like, just to, I mean, I kind of developed a little overarching theme of the kind of episode and show, but I'll get to that. But the other kind of points are, someone is messing with Ron's life. Who's ever behind all this chair nonsense? They keep sending emails from a fake account to different things. So like a couple of th times he gets calls about becoming a face model and that he didn't get the modeling role. Someone
Favorite
shows up at his
instinctive or whatever it was. Yeah.
yeah. Someone showed up at his house to pick up Fab Four collectibles from an eBay purchase that was fake. We have Douglas from The Office, the one who threw the positive or the no the mistakes party, doesn't show up for 2 days, and Ron sent someone to check on him, and a refrigerator fell on him. And the guy is being held as the hero.
Yeah,
And
he thought he was dead or kidnapped because Ron put his name
yeah.
when he checked out the deed on the warehouse. Yeah.
So, oh yeah, that's right. And then we have basically the family having to leave the house. And with faking as like a bug infestation, and they go stay with his daughter and his daughter's soon to be wife Tara. And one of the funniest things of this episode. So like, I kind of, again, I'll divert and then go back to like my whole point of the episode, is in the bedroom. There's a picture of a burger, and is a. And Tara says, "Wendy's almond and pimento burger doesn't photograph well." It just, I lost my shit. I'm like, it just so something so stupid.
The burger room.
But the burger room. But yeah, I think, we kind of see this, episode as, basically, Ron comes up with this theory that the chair company is, or that's using, somebody's using the chairs to smuggle opioids into the country, because a chair appendage is missing. The chair part is made in Hungary. Hungary makes this Therabane, that's smuggled into the country. And he thinks this guy Ken Tucker is behind the smuggling of Therabane into the country through chairs. And it was so and then there's the dynamic with the daughter with Ron and the daughter, and kind of flashes back to where Ron has these wild either wild ideas or really destructive behavior, and where her and the daughter and the wife, are like telling him like, "I love you," kind of that like you don't want to tell people and they're freaking out, and that kind of standard line. And I think what, it goes back to the whole when they both talk about starting their own companies, they are talking about they don't want to show their kids like that they need to settle. And it kind of goes back that it seems like the marriage, they're both settling, and Ron starts to see that in his daughter being irritated by Tara. And we see the effect that like Ron's life and all the things that it has on his daughter, and like, kind of her relationship and how she's just used to kind of seeing him fail and not, and like, and she learned that, like, kind of to settling with her potential wife on her crazy things they're doing. And the wife is like, oh, well, this painting is a hobby. And so you kind of see it's like the impact that he's had on, like, a negative impact on his daughter.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was kind of what I took, but that was, I mean, I'm taking too much out of a show that says that uses Wendy's almond pimento burger as
Doesn't
a joke.
well.
But
The show is so funny in that it's so dry and subtle, and she's like, when the daughter is watching him having like a meltdown in the garage over his Jeep tours.
yeah.
He's like crazy, like he's like hugging himself, and he's like, "I just need more land or more Jeeps."
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's not the answer, dude. Like, and he's got all this like branded merch and all this stuff that he's just like stacked up, and it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Jeep tours in Ohio, it's got to be the flattest tour I've ever heard of.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. One other thing I thought was hilarious was that they bring in an outside HR consultant to observe Ron and Amanda because they found a picture of their high school yearbook and he's got an arm around her from a play or something.
The makeup in that play photo is amazing. You said you never hung out with her in high school. Here's a photo of you and her. And like he's like, that was closing night. I love that they
I mean,
can't let
it's
the
just,
upskirt go. That is just so great. It's like a 2 minute bit in every episode. It's so funny.
it, I mean, you could see that happening in like corporate America, it just being one of those things where it's something that would stick with, and they would go over the top, the other way of just being like, we're got to cover all of our bases in case, Amanda sues or
Yeah.
someone feels uncomfortable or
It's a huge knee-jerk
so
reaction to something that was just accident. Yeah. It's so funny.
so I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So who do you think, because I have an interesting theory, but I don't know why I have a theory, but who is running the fake email account? Who do you think is behind all of this?
What was the
And
email that he sent to his
is it,
boss? He said, wanted more money.
yeah, I want more money, like, in a very aggressively.
Oh, dude. So, yeah, who's running the fake email? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, it's all right. No, that's, I mean, like, who's running the fake email, and who do we think that the chair breaking, was sabotage? Who's running the fake email, and is someone, like, who's trying to ruin Ron's life? Because I have an interesting theory. And
I have a real theory, and then I have a fun theory. Real theory is that it's probably the guy with the mistake party. He really doesn't like Ron for whatever reason. And then my fun theory is that Ron is the one running Tekka and doesn't realize it. He's got like a split
Oh,
personality. He's gonna like walk into like
it's like a Fight Club scenario.
He's gonna go to the Tekka headquarters and the like board of directors, CEO, president is gonna be like a portrait of himself. It's gonna be amazing.
Wow, that would, I mean, that actually, I mean, how wild Tim Robinson's shows are. You could see that happening. It's like he deleted the camera footage. He did all this, and then you have like these kind of flashbacks and just thinking like Mr. Robot, and you try to figure out which of like three or four different personalities, and Fight Club as well. And it's like maybe it's him. He's because you see he kind of sabotages everything that he does, whether it's on purpose or not. Because I was actually kind of like that theory a lot, and from a fun aspect, but serious. Because I was thinking like, is it like his son or his daughter's like fiance or like the wife or somebody in the family that's just but I think if I think about it, I'm gonna talk myself into this. It could be Ron. Remember he says, I'm never going back to Fisher Ablée. If I do, I'll just kill myself. He says it multiple times, and it's like there he is back at Fisher Ablée, and it's like does he have this split personality or multiple personalities?
We
Or is
saw
it
in
just as
Detroiters
simple
who
as
locked his dad up in the loony bin. That not out of the realm of possibility of canon. Like that'd be great.
or it's like Sam Richardson's other personality.
Trying to get him back. Yeah, the other my thought was that yeah, it could be like or off the wall. It turns out it's like Barb's ex-boyfriend before they got married and he's like super jealous. But it turns out that that ex-boyfriend is really his boss. What's his but Lou Diamond Phillips'
Jeff, yeah.
It's there's so many theories. I'm really coming around to the theory that it's Ron doing it to Ron. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I've got to do some. I wonder, there's got to be like a Reddit thread where people
Gotta
are
be.
throwing out theories. Because, well, I shouldn't, this is supposed to be a comedy, but it's turned into like a rabbit hole. Theory show, at least for me, because I'm trying to figure out like while I'm laughing at stupid comments and like and just like he's trying to get the chair out of the building, but they brought like beignets or was it beignets?
Was a beignet truck.
And then but then end up Mike ended up still like he's like I got the chair, he's just pulled up with the chair in the car. It's just
I
like
stole this for you.
And then he knows where Kent Tucker is, but
Oh,
or
man.
is Ron is Mike Ron's other personality? Like, has anybody seen?
Yeah. Has anybody talked to Mike in any scene other than Little Tony? Is that
Oh
their
yeah.
personality?
Yeah. That's
Like nobody
true.
else saw him ta like get tackled by the guy pulling him out of the closet. And then he goes outside. I do love that. Where was he? He was at the were they at a restaurant or something? And Ron was like, I gotta go, I'll be right back. And he just gets in the car with Mike and like takes off.
That was Ed's wife was meeting with the investors they had a dinner and then a little after. It's
Show it's so
it
great. Like now
shows.
he's like fully on board with Mike. Like it's so funny.
Yeah, well, and I love one other thing that he does the survey, and they come back, or they send him a survey from Tekka, and it's the last question says, "Are you done, Ron?" And like he's like, "Oh, he's like, yeah."
And then yeah, like well, he gets pissed off at Mike because somebody like gets like through his like his watch and he's like out of the car watching porn on his phone.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He's like, I'm just listening. And he's like, whoa. It's all this pop. Oh my God, a Papa, another
I'm on
Papa.
another
Like,
site now.
I'm another.
Oh, it's so
He's
random.
like,
So great.
I'm just listening. Oh, this is wild.
Oh, dude, that is so. I can't wait for next week's episode. This show is so random. It's so funny.
Yeah, anything else? I think we
No.
covered, we spent a lot of time on Chair Company.
I don't know that he's going to get any awards, Emmy nods or anything like that. I love it. Tim Robinson to me can do no wrong. The guy's so funny.
Yeah, he's a genius.
I hope at the end of it he like figures it out that it's not a big deal, and then like he gets behind his car and like he's driving and the steering wheel falls off, and like next season's called The Car Company or something. Like, oh God, you
Yeah, I
go in
could
all your
watch.
directions with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? No, man, that's all I got. You got anything else?
No, nothing else. Just we got 11 days. We got Landman season 2.
Yes.
We got Stranger Things, I think, coming this month.
Yep, 3 weeks. Yep.
So, some good stuff about to come about.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, be sure to tune in and check that Death by Lightning. I think that'll be a quick 4-hour watch.
Yeah.
You know me, big Michael Shannon guy. Boardwalk Empire and the likes. And then you got Matthew McFadden, who was Tom from the Disgusting Brothers in Succession. So I think it's gonna be amazing. Yeah. Oh, Nick Offerman is in it. It's a huge cast. Yeah.
Oh,
Nick Offerman's got these
lovely.
big old mutton chops. It's gonna be great.
Is he James Garfield?
No, Michael Shannon is James Garfield.
When is
Yeah.
or he's Grover, is he Grover Cleveland? I
You're
think one of
right.
those the guys had.
He's got the big old.
What, when does that come out?
Tomorrow, tonight, midnight. Yeah.
Oh, nice. All
Yeah.
right. All
So,
right.
yeah, it'll be a good weekend watch. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Nothing else for me. Appreciate everybody for kicking it with us this week. Tune in, check the podcasts, platforms, check the Insta, check the website, share it around. We'll be talking more shows next week, as Cousin likes to say.
Peace.